Let's go somewhere south of Cape Horn now to the freezing cold and often ferocious Southern Ocean. Nothing to see but deep, dark water for hundreds of kilometres, except for one tiny speck. It's a yacht called Climate Action now, and on it all alone on her journey, set to create a record for fastest circumnavigation around Antarctica, is solo sailor Lisa Blair. Now, bear with us. There will be an echo on this sat phone interview. Lisa Blair, how are you?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you?
Well, I'm sort of three quarters of the way across the Pacific Ocean, nearing Cape Horn and the South American coastline, which I should round in about 8 or 9 days. And yeah, I'm 7,000 miles into the record, and I've just passed an area of the ocean called Point Nemo, which is the most isolated location in the planet, in the water.
How do you feel being in the most isolated location on the planet?
Yeah, it's a little surreal. I've had quite a lot of bad weather at the moment, so I haven't really had the chance to just sort of, I guess, like, think about the fact that I'm closer to the astronauts in space than any person on any piece of land anywhere in the world, which is pretty wild. It's also a bit of a dumping zone for space debris for people like NASA and the like. So you've got kind of the pros and cons of going through such an isolated region, but so far so good. And yeah, onwards and upwards to Cape Horn.
Is it dangerous at all then, in terms of space debris?
There's a chance of that hitting a random person or boat anywhere in the world, to be fair. But no, I don't think so, because I'm on a tracker, so they would be able to see the vessel and any nearby ships in the region. And normally they can guide that, or they'll send out an alert over the radios. So yeah, not for me at this point anyway.
Now, you put up a blog post today, saying you woke up feeling like a walking zombie. How are you going sleep-wise?
Yeah, I could be doing a lot better. I just seem to keep having good intentions of getting to bed early and like trying to get a really full like good night's sleep, and it just never happens. And like it's 1 a.m. here at the moment, and I'm probably not going to get to bed until about 5 or 6 a.m. Which means I'm then trying to nap through the day, and you just don't sleep as well. So yeah, the deprivation's definitely catching up.
And when you do get to bed at 5 a.m, how many hours will you get?
Well, I normally try and get 2 or 3 hours, and then I check on things, and then I'll sleep for another sort of 2 or 3 hours. But in that 2 or 3 hours, the boat's rocking and rolling, alarms will trip. Like it's still not a constant sleep. I just might be in bed for that period of time. So I think I'm averaging about 4 to 6 hours a day, but I had a couple of days in a row where I was only getting sort of 2 or 3 hours sleep. So that just compounded the situation.
Are you on track to beat the record? Tell us about that.
At the moment, I'm about 300 miles ahead of Fedor Konyakov's record, but I'm also 1,000 nautical miles ahead of my last track from 2017. Which is really interesting, because I finished the record when I dismasted. I was actually a day ahead of Fedor Konyakov at that time, last record. So knowing that I'm so far ahead of my previous track is actually a really good thing. So, yeah, at this point, I'm definitely on track to break the record.
What beautiful moments have you experienced recently, whether it be marine life, epic sunrises, etc.?
The albatross have been getting really inquisitive lately. It's been kind of cool to see. I've been sort of sitting on deck. It's been very rough weather, so I haven't been able to be outside that much at all. And we went through a period where it was like 3.5 degrees on deck, plus 30 knots of wind, plus the sea spray, so you get the wind chill factor. But when I have been on deck, I've seen the albatross, and they sort of fly parallel to the boat, and they just sort of glide on the air pressure off the waves. But they keep looping and like kind of staying with the boat, and you can see them kind of looking at you, trying to figure out what you're doing in their territory. And yeah, it's been really nice to just be able to see them flying and be able to enjoy seeing that.
Do you talk to them, or at least try to?
I whistle at them and try and get their attention, and they just tend to ignore me.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on. Great to chat once again, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.